Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Southern Cross is back from the Easter break today with a media freedom special in advance of World Press Freedom Day this Friday on May 3rd. With me in studio is Pacific Media Centre Director, Professor David Robbie, and Pacific Media Watch Contributing Editor, Michael Andrew. How are you both going today?
Great.
Very well, thank you.
Good. Cool. So we're going to play a little clip to begin with.
Order.
This is CNN.
I'm a very stable genius.
The global warming, it's a hoax.
Nobody wanted to. Michael.
These statements about me are totally false.
Do you have any idea who controls the truth? Find out on Difference Day. Difference Day 2019, a free event at Bozar, May 3rd.
Let's start with you, David. Media freedom is a big deal every year in Pacific countries, but in New Zealand it seems to be barely noticed. Why is that?
Well, I guess in New Zealand we take it for granted. You know, for the last few years we've been sitting fairly pretty in the World Press Freedom Index. We're ranked seventh at the moment. We've gone up one place from last year, and we just take it for granted. Everything's fine, hunky-dory here. But around most of the world, particularly in the Pacific and so on, it's really an important thing, because there's a constant struggle going on with politicians, etc. It was brought home to me a couple of years ago. I had the good fortune to be invited to the UN World Press Freedom Day in Jakarta. And there are 1,500 journalists and media people there, and only two from New Zealand, and I was one of them. But I basically, based in a university, the other person from New Zealand was from the New Zealand Media Council and so on. So no journalists actually from New Zealand. So it sort of sums it up, really.
So what do you think the biggest problems in the Asia Pacific region, and what can we expect to get attention on Friday?
Well, basically, every year there are sort of trouble spots around the Pacific, Asia Pacific region generally. West Papua is always one that's fairly high up, but it's obscured by the World Press Freedom rankings that look at Indonesia rather than West Papua. But right now we've got problems in Papua New Guinea with a prominent politician threatening the media and saying he wants to bring in regulation. We've got problems in Micronesia, and Michael's going to tell you all about that in a moment. We've also had problems in Fiji. Fiji's, you know, been ranking very high in problems from last few years. Not quite as bad this year, but investigative journalism was, you know, brought to the attention with newsrooms investigation here, and it, as politicians say in Fiji, well, you know, it's a statement of what's happening in Fiji that we have to rely on investigative journalists coming from another country to expose stories.
Completely. So, Michael, you have been following a media freedom story this past week that is getting a few hits, but not so much in the New Zealand media. The state of Yap in the Federated States of Micronesia, a call for the expulsion of an experienced American journalist. What is that all about?
Yeah, so David, speaking about those media freedom spots in the Pacific, and we've done a bit of coverage in the Federated States of Micronesia. So it doesn't get much coverage in New Zealand, but an American journalist that that is based in the island state of Yap has been the subject of a campaign against her from traditional chiefs who have written a letter to the state legislature. Requesting her expulsion, and that supposedly is what they alleged is that she's been kind of misrepresenting and not adequately reporting. But there are suspicions that it's to do with her investigations into Chinese business interests on the island, and so it's kind of opened up a whole bunch of scrutiny from abroad as to what's actually going on there and why they would want this journalist removed.
So why do you think that stories like this don't get covered as often in New Zealand as they do in other places?
Well, Federated States of Micronesia is a special region because it falls under the jurisdiction. Well, some of it falls under the jurisdiction of the United States.
Mm.
So we had Manny Cruz in here a few weeks ago, and he was the Indigenous journalist who is from Guam, and he was saying that because it's been of that association with United States as the traditional colonizer, it's never really been covered in the Pacific that New Zealand covers or that Australia covers. So it's kind of fallen into the shadows a little bit as far as our coverage goes. Medium freedom is media freedom, and where it is under attack, it should be exposed and talked about. And it seems like there's some there's at least a degree of attack on a journalist in Federated States of Micronesia, so it does warrant our coverage.
Mm. So the government of Peter O'Neill in Papua New Guinea seems to be imploding at the moment. 7 government members resigning in a week and threats to the media. David, you used to live there, so what can you tell us about what is happening?
Well, yes, it's always been a sort of a strained relationship between politicians and the media, but it seems to have dropped down to rock bottom environment at the moment in Papua New Guinea. Peter O'Neill's government has been described by many critics as a sort of a de facto dictatorship, and it was thought that nothing could sort of break up the unity and so on. So it's actually been quite shocking that 7,
it's going that way.
including 2 key cabinet ministers and the Attorney General and also the Finance Minister among those 7, and the other 3 of the other 5 key governors from the highlands, where, of course, all the resource extraction industry is happening. So we've got one opposition member of parliament, Belden Nama, who had actually been part of the government before, who's been jumping up and down saying, well, we're about to change government and my press conferences aren't being covered.
Mm.
So I'm going to, get you guys, basically. What he said was that we'll deal to the media and we'll bring in regulation and controls.
So he's trying to make sure that people are covering what he wants them to cover.
What the politicians generally want.
Yeah.
And of course, this is the big problem globally now, is hatred against journalists. And it's fermented by politicians, right from Donald Trump and Rodrigo Duterte in the Philippines and so on. And it doesn't take much for politicians in the Pacific to jump up and down and threaten the media. So it's not a good time.
Mm. So what will Pacific Media Watch be doing on Friday, Michael? What can we expect you guys to talk about?
One of our contributors has been working on a couple of videos, a couple of YouTube videos, basically interviewing people involved with the Pacific Media Center and their views on media freedom and why it's important, especially in the Pacific. So they will be released later in the week. But we will be looking at what's happening overseas, Pacific Media Day, and what other countries are doing for that that particular day as well. So it'll just be basically a whole package covering the themes of media freedom, especially in a Pacific setting.
Great. Awesome. So do we have anything else to add?
We're right there.
Cool. No, all good. So thank you so much today, guys.
That was the Southern Cross.